So now we're at the trailhead of the Nature Conservancy's Paul Leifer Trail. I want to point out the kiosk and informational display that we have here at the entrance of the trail. The Nature Conservancy started work here in Nasawango back in 1978. At that time, the Conservancy received a gift of 150 acres of land just north of where we're standing that became the foundation of the preserve. Since 1978, the Conservancy has protected over 10,000 acres along Nasawango Creek and in the Nasawango Creek watershed. The first 15 years were spent acquiring lands that made up the creek corridors itself. There wasn't much thought at the time to give protection to the uplands. It was basically protection of the swamp adjoining Nasawango Creek. But around the late 90s and early 2000s, the Conservancy realized the necessity of protecting adjacent uplands to enhance protection of the creek and the bottomlands that make up Nasawango. Within a 10-year period, around 5,000 additional acres of upland were purchased, uplands that consisted primarily of forested lands, lands that were owned by timber companies, and the majority were made up of pine plantations and managed as such. On the eastern shore, you'll notice that one of the major components of the woodlands here are loblolly pines. The pine is oftentimes grown as a monoculture, no different than, say, a field of corn or soybeans, just in row after row, but with a longer rotation. So the Conservancy is trying to manage those timberlands and slowly removing the pine monocultures and replacing them with mixed native hardwood pine forests in an effort to restore the area back to what we would have seen historically several hundred years ago. So let's go ahead and take a walk on the trail, and we'll point out some of the more interesting features along the way.